I'm good, man. It's a real fun experience to be at this media day, so.
I got a question. Our first question for you. Are you the starting cornerback?
Am I?
Did Kirby name you the starting cornerback yet?
Nah, man, I still got to work for my stuff, so I try to put in work every day to make sure I, get that spot. So
it's just not the quarterback position.
It's not just the quarterback. Because everybody's making a big deal about Gunnar Stockton being there, but Kirby hasn't named him the starter yet. Yeah. So you know how media
do. Yeah, you never know. You might see me out there.
All right. Oh, see, there you go. Now you just made a headline. See, there congratulations.
You go. I'm just kidding.
There you go. You just made a headline. How is it, though? I mean, you said it's fun to be there. Obviously, it's just one of the media events of the year in college football, and you get to be one of the three guys representing the Georgia Bulldogs. What does that mean to you?
Nah, it's definitely a fun experience, but I'm just very honored just to be picked to be one of the three people to represent my team. And, I'm just extremely grateful just to be at this event, so.
Why do you think you are? What is it that Kirby looks for in players that lead to him bringing you to an event like this?
I really just think, even just for me, Gunnar, and CJ as well, to see how much we've grown, like, from a leadership standpoint, from the first day we were here to up to this point, and just, seeing that, and just I feel like that's, like, the biggest thing. Like, yeah.
And that was going to be my question, the leadership, because you're technically a third-year junior, and I would view you as an OG because you are a third year at the same school, junior. How has that maturation been for you? I might call you old, but then like that.
I might be a little older. I'm actually a fourth year senior, but
okay, there you go.
Yeah,
but this is a junior, right? But I'm saying, like, you've been there from like the time you left high school to right now.
Yeah.
How has that been for you? Meeting, you see, you guys, or not you guys, but I'm saying the day in college football is so much movement amongst players. You stuck it out all these years, and you went through not starting, playing some, and then being the player that you are now because you're one of the best corners in America.
Yeah, really just not really letting that get to your head and just try to keep my head down and just work and not, like, just trust the process, just knowing. Because, like, you coming out of high school, like, you had kind of had an expectation that you want to play a lot. But, like, if that doesn't happen, you can't just give up. You just keep your head down, keep working, keep trusting the process. And honestly, I feel like I was at the best spot, so I didn't really see a reason for me to go anywhere else because I just love being a Georgia Bulldog. So,
hell yeah.
Dalen Everett joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy live from SEC Media Days. I heard that Kirby did a thing in spring where he had everybody who's been through three spring practices at Georgia either stand up or come to the front or raise your hand or something. Obviously, you're one of those guys. There would be less guys this year than in years past. That number being what it is, like, what do you think that kind of says just about all of the change in college football, and what does it say about the guys that have been there through those three springs or four?
Just those are all the guys, that stuck it through, that just kind of felt like how the same way I felt like we were in the best position, best spot, and just seeing that number not as high kind of shows that we're also kind of a younger team,
right?
But we try not to let that affect us because even though that we're young, we still have guys that can play everywhere. So,
what's the biggest thing you learned from Kirby being your head coach since you've been there?
Don't let some of the stuff he say get into my head because in practice, he get on that microphone,
right?
It can get a little ugly. So, just trying to grow from that and just understanding the message and not the tone. That's probably like the biggest thing I learned from him.
That's a good line, the message and not the tone.
Yeah.
He talked about how that's hard for some of the younger guys.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Some young guys have never heard that kind of coaching, don't really want to. Like, how do you get coached to learn how to take coaching?
I mean, it takes a little bit of time just because, I'm pretty sure, like, in high school, like, anyone can speak for this. Like, in high school, you don't have a coach, like, yelling at you on a microphone for the whole campus to hear. So, like, you got to get adjusted to that. And, like, it takes time. But, like, some of the, like, older guys, like, I know for me, like, that helped me. Some of the older guys came in, like, my freshman year just told me, like, you can't really let that get to your head. Like, if you hear on the mic, like, just know, like, he getting on you, like, he's trying to coach you. Like, don't really take it the wrong way. Or, like, just don't let it get to your head. So, like, sometimes I just get to the point where, like, sometimes I'll try to just, like, laugh it off. I'll be like, dang, like, he's on the mic. Like, he's snapping today. So,
tripping.
Well, Dalen, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. Good luck this season, man.
Stay healthy, Bulldog. I said, stay healthy, man. Thanks for your time, brother.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Take care.
Dalen Everett there, Georgia Bulldog, one of the guys who's been around for longer than most.
Yeah, man.
He's a kind of a unique player in college football these days that'll play all 4 years at one school.